Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this July 4th, Independence Day, 2023. How about that? 13 minutes past the hour here and 74 degrees and sunny skies here in the Marion area. If there's anything you would like to say here this morning, give us a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, as I said in hour number one, I wanted to play this song for you because I believe it's the greatest patriotic song that never gets played. It's called The House I Live In. So we're going to do this very quick here this morning. But essentially, this Madge Cooper used to do this on radio every 4th of July. So 3rd of July, something like that. And she really did not have a whole lot of traditions in radio, but this was one of them, and I always felt this was something that should go on. She would tell the story of Ben Franklin. Now, of course, Ben Franklin was not one of our presidents, and Ben Franklin was not, he's not remembered kind of like the other people in history are on the 4th of July, but Ben Franklin was an older gentleman. He did not fight in the Revolutionary War because of that. And after the Revolutionary War was won, no other countries in the world would recognize America as a country. So Ben Franklin was sent to Paris to try to get recognition for the United States of America as a country. So he would go and he would meet with the higher-ups in France and try to get recognition from France for America as a country. And every time he would go and meet with them, they would introduce him as Benjamin Franklin from the American colonies, not as a country. So the point of this is Ben Franklin was getting ready to go home. He'd been there quite a while, I think a couple years. And the last night he's there, He's having a bottle of fine sherry wine, and he thinks to himself, I wish I could be a fly that could live in this bottle for 200, 250 years, and if he could see into the future, would the people in America understand what all these people had to go through to get where we are today? Would they have to understand everything that America meant and the struggles that everybody had and so on and so forth? So he falls asleep, gets up the next morning. He's getting ready to leave. He goes down to the big office in Paris, France, to say goodbye. And for the first time, they announce Benjamin Franklin from the United States of America. And, of course, that was a very big deal. And I think that's a question we should all ask ourselves today. Do we appreciate what all those people went through to make this the United States of America? It wasn't just the Declaration of Independence. It wasn't just the Bill of Rights. It wasn't just the Revolutionary War. People had to do a lot of work overseas for us to be recognized as a country. Now, I like this song. This song has nothing to do with that story I just told, but it seems to me like every song on the 4th of July, Independence Day, for some reason, has something to do with war, it has something to do with fireworks, it has something, it's that. To me, this song, which never gets enough play, is really what America is to me. So we hope this comes off here okay this morning. It's called The House I Live In. You can find it anywhere, but we hope this comes through, and I hope you enjoy.
To me, a name, a map, or a flag I see, a certain word, democracy. What is America to me? I live in a plot of earth, a street, the grocer and the butcher, and the people that I meet, the children in the playground, the faces that I see, all and religion, America to me. The place I work in, my son, the little town or where my the howdy and the handshake, the air of feeling free in the rock. That's America to me. The things I see about me, the big things and the small, the little corner newsstand and the house a mile tall, the wedding and the churchyard, the laughter and the tears, the dream that's been a-growing for 150 years. Street, the house, the room, the pavement of the city, or a garden all in bloom, the church, the school, the clubhouse, the million lights I see, but especially the people.
And there it is, The House I Live In by Frank Sinatra, performed by Frank Sinatra. And I have always felt that that song means more in regard to America than anything. It really is the people that make up this country. We can talk about the history of this country. We can talk about what has happened, what will happen, so on and so forth. But really, when it comes right down to it, it's all about the people. Did anybody like that song? Has anybody heard that song? Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. I'd love to hear from you. I always enjoy that song. I think that is, and I try to only play that on the 4th of July because I think that is the quintessential American song. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. I don't know why that song gets buried 4th of July time and beyond. Boy, that song to me just says it all. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And do you think, much like Ben Franklin was wondering, do people appreciate America today as much as maybe they did in the past? Certainly back in 1776. Do you think people appreciate America as much today as they did back in 1776? I don't know. You know, I want to say yes, because I want to think that we are a country that doesn't forget things like that. But I really don't know. I think it's kind of hard, because time goes by, and I think we all get busy, and I think the further we get away from an event, it's kind of hard to remember all the things that have happened. So, if you have any thoughts on that, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. 74 degrees and sunny here in Marion on this 4th of July, 23 minutes past the hour. Having a good time here this morning. And again, we'll do a little bit of 4th of July family feud here momentarily. But there's something else I wanted to do before we get to that. And if I can get this working correctly, we just might do it. You know, we're having an interesting time here on the 4th of July. Hope you're having a good time, whatever you're doing this morning. But I think we might be able to make this work here. I hope we will. Let's take the phone call. Somebody will bail me out here, then we'll come back. Go ahead, caller.
Well, Scott, I'll just say something about, I never heard that song before.
Really?
Yeah, I never heard that addressed like that before by Frank Sinatra. But every word I listened to it, that's the way I feel about it, and everybody feels that way. But you say I always hear the word too busy. There's nobody too busy, because feelings and stuff like that should be within you all the time. I know you get upset and stuff like that, and we all do. In certain phases of our life and stuff, but we ought to think that. But I think the freedom of America, over the years, we've got spoiled, and we don't really appreciate it, and we're not really told about this or that, because we think the land of the free, that's true, but the feelings behind the land of the free, they were a lot stricter back in the days. You got a lot of discipline, not only in mind, but we're talking back in the beginning. They were very strict people, and they believed in it, and they stuck with it, and it didn't leave their mind. Every day they woke up, days they turned over in their old cold cabins and stoked their fireplaces and stuff. They lived outside and everything. They didn't live in the homes and stuff 24/7, you know, and never got out. They had to go out and do all that stuff to live. I'm talking about in the days, in the beginning of it. And that's the way I feel, and I look back on that part of it. I'm very interested in knowing and reading and stuff about back in the days, you know. I mean, the days that we weren't spoiled with 7 pairs of shoes and socks and all that stuff you wore. You know what I mean, but I'm not going to go into that and preach, but that's the way I feel about it, and thanks for playing that song. It meant a lot to me to hear that. I never really heard that on the 4th of July. Like you say, you hear the other things that pertain to the noise making and this and that, and the booms and the bangs of the early dawn. You see the flag waving, still waving, so that's the way I believe in the flag in the United States of America, what it's meant for, and continue feeling that way the rest of my life. So thank you, Scott. Have a good day.
Hey, you too. Happy 4th.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that song does not get the play. I don't know why it does, doesn't, because it's not a prehistoric song. It just never gets the play that other songs get. And I know that people like certain songs on the 4th of July, but to me, that's the one that really lays it out. Now, again, phone lines are open if you'd like to call in and say anything. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now I'm going to try to do something very special, and I think this is a little bit unexpected here this morning on the morning show, but I want to do this before we get to our games here today, and I want to make sure I say this. Now, yesterday I broadcast from the Marion County Fair for 3 hours, and again, of course, we'll be there tonight from 4 until 8 p.m. Thanks to Pastor Craig. Sean will be there. It's going to be fun tonight. Just tune in. We're going to have a lot of fun. And we'll be broadcasting all week from there. But I've been broadcasting from the fair now for a very, very, very long time. And, you know, for many of the years, I think this is only the second year because of the pandemic that I have not broadcast from the fair with Charlie Evers. I think every year that I did the fair, I did it with Charlie Evers. Now, here's what I want to say, because I think this is very important. Charlie did more for the fair than I think anybody has ever done, and the fairgrounds. When the barn on fire, Charlie used the airwaves to raise money to build the barn back for the kids that they still use today, and it's named after him, Evers Arena. And I got to thinking yesterday, I wonder how many people walk by that or see that in a book, Evers Arena, and know who that's named for and know what he did for the fair, because he did a lot. And he also gave great publicity to the fair every year he was there. Now, that being said, Charlie was also a great broadcaster from the Marion County Fair. I broadcast from the fair with him many, many, many years, including the last year that he did it. And he never brought a note to the fair. And when the kids would come up, whatever they were, whatever county they were from, whatever animal they had, whatever it was, Charlie knew. And Charlie did great shows all the time. He was an excellent broadcaster. There's no doubt about that. But Charlie from the fair was in his element. He really gave a masterclass in broadcasting from the fair. And he really made the fair an event. You know, the fair is fun, and the fair is entertaining. But when he was on the air from the fair, it was an event. Because here comes Charlie, and he's going to have fun, and he's going to tell you information that you need to know. And he knew just how to do it. And I watched him work at the fair, and he did it all from his mind. He did not have any notes when he showed up, and who knew who was coming interview-wise? You never knew who was coming, so you had to know something. So yesterday I'm sitting there for 3 hours, and I'm having a lot of fun, and people are coming up and saying very nice things at the fair, but I started to think about all the years I broadcast with Charlie, because I so associated the fair with him. And it really was a masterclass in broadcasting to watch him work at the fair. And I missed him yesterday. We had a lot of laughs at the Marion County Fair because I didn't know anything. Coming from the city schools, I never showed an animal. I didn't know anything about these animals. But Charlie knew a lot about that stuff. And we would have fun just sitting there. And it can be long days at the fair. It's hot. There's no air conditioning. We were there all day. So you got to have fun. And I always had fun with this man. And we never had a bad word in all the years we knew each other. Never had a bad word. So I tip my Cubs cap today to Charlie Evers, the best person to ever broadcast from the Marion County Fair. They were broadcasting from the fair before Charlie, but nobody did it as good, and nobody ever will. And I did miss him yesterday, but I'm glad that his memory lives on in the Evers Arena and things of that nature. And you know what? If anybody ever wants to know about Charlie, they don't have to go very far to find out. His family's still around. And you know what? If you want to know about Charlie, you can come and ask me, because I'll be glad to fill you in on how good he was. Now, the special treat I have for you here this morning, and we're going to try to make this work, because it is Fair Week, and because he was so good at broadcasting from the Marion County Fair, I dip back in our archives, and I'm so glad we have these archives to dip into, because you don't have to take my word for how good he was at the fair. I have a little clip here of Charlie Evers broadcasting from the Marion County Fair for this station back in 2015. This would have been Fair Week 2015, so going back 8 years ago. This broadcast, this is Charlie at the fair with some of the kids who were coming up. And again, he didn't know who was coming up, and he had no notes. Here is the absolute best broadcaster ever from the Marion County Fair. It'll be so good to hear his voice again on this station this morning doing what he did best during Fair Week, Charlie Evers from the Fair.
Beecham. Okay. Al, what do you do for a living?
I work at Whirlpool Corporation.
Oh, wait a second. We had a little technical difficulty there. We're going to bring Charlie back up here in a second. But hold on. We'll get it worked out here. You know, live radio is very interesting to the degree that you don't know what's coming around the corner. But our thing reset there. So we'll get this up and running again. But I know you got to hear a little bit of Charlie's voice there. And it's going to be good here when we hear this whole thing. Now, remember, this is from 7 years ago, 2015, I believe, is where this clip originates from. 2015. Isn't that something? You know what? Actually, there might be a different way I can do this. If anybody wants to call in and have any memories of Charlie, call in right now while I work this out here very quickly. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We're going to work this out here momentarily and get this up and running. See, if Charlie were doing this, we wouldn't be having this trouble right now. But see, it's me, and I do have trouble in certain areas like this. Okay, I think we're going to have it here momentarily. Okay, now remember, the best broadcaster ever from the Marion County Fair, as far as I'm concerned. And you know, I think what it was is he just had a very unique way talking to these kids. He had a very unique way talking to most people. He had a very personable quality. So I think that's really what brought that all through. So here we go. We're going to play this now. Charlie Evers broadcasting from the Marion County Fair for this station back in 2015. Go get 'em, Charlie. Here we go.
I have a chair. And what is your name?
My name is Al Beecham.
Al Beecham?
Beecham.
Beecham, okay. Al, what do you do for a living?
I work at Whirlpool Corporation.
Okay, you've been there a long time?
20 years.
Oh, really? 20 years? And I can remember back when I started the peanut push, Whirlpool always contributed so much.
Yeah, they can be allowed in the community. They support the fair, which is a great thing.
And Linda, Whirlpool's been a great part of Marion.
Oh, yes, it has, and still is.
Always will be.
Yes.
And that's a huge warehouse that they built.
Yeah, I think it's like almost 15,000, maybe a million. I don't know for sure.
I think it's the largest building in Marion County.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Yeah. Okay, what do you like best about the fair?
Spending time with the fair family. Well, you know, we've been doing 4-H and helping in the rabbit barn for about 14 years. The kids, we all kind of like a community family. You know, we have like church families, we have 4-H families, but that's the best part of it.
That's good. That's, you know, it takes parents.
Yes, it does.
Contributing their time and talent, and but you don't have to sweep the aisles, do you?
Well, we do whatever needs to be done. We support them any way we can. Sweeping, feeding.
Okay, now is the rabbit barn, usually the chickens are in there too, aren't they?
Yeah, this year because of the bird flu, they didn't have them in, but they done a little bit of revamping. They got posters of the poultry up. They did a good job of short notice.
And tomorrow's a big sale. Rabbits will go be sold, the champions?
The champions will be sold in their sale. Then they'll go through each category, the beef and all that. Right. And rabbits will fall in whatever slot they have. Each year they rotate through.
Well, hey, I'm glad you came by. Your name again?
Alva Eaton.
Okay. And good luck. And take good care of those kids over there in the rabbit.
Alrighty, thank you.
Okay. All right. Now we have royalty. Oh my
yes,
goodness.
Yes, we do.
Allen County Fair. Medina. Yes, come around.
That tiara is beautiful.
Now, this, to me, seems different. I don't recall probably from other fairs coming here.
Well, this is my first fair of the kind of fair season this year. So, yeah, usually that's kind of thing is we just visit other people's fairs and then people come to ours, kind of just make the connection, kind of learn things from other people's fairs to bring them back to our fair so we can all make each other's better.
That's good. Medina, now you're up north of here off of Interstate 71.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What is Medina most famous for?
I like to think that it's probably our 4-H milkshake booth because that's the thing that we always bring anybody that comes to visit our fair. That's the number one thing I tell them to come to automatically is the 4-H milkshake booth because they're delicious.
And I think here, too, the 4-H'ers have their, their milkshakes and ice cream and all that, yeah. Okay. Good thing.
Yeah, yeah, they're definitely delicious.
Now, I guess I didn't ask your name yet.
I'm Sierra Farnsworth. I'm the 2014 Medina County Fair Queen.
Great. Okay. Medina County, and you're not too far from Lake Erie, are you?
Nope, not too far at all. Yeah, about 45 minutes.
Okay, so what do young people do up your way for fun?
Well, usually we have a lot of concerts that come. Sports are really big in Cleveland. As you know, we have the Cavs, we have the Browns, we have the Tribe. So that's definitely my favorite thing to do, you know, if I get weekend off.
You can only imagine what it was like getting tickets to the Cavs this year.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't lucky enough, but, yeah, that would have definitely been pretty amazing. Yeah, it's been a big couple of months for us up there.
To me, it's nice to see someone like LeBron, who is upstanding. People have no complaints.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, because he left for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
But character-wise, it's great.
Oh, yeah, he does so much for the Akron-Cleveland area. Definitely a good guy.
Great. Okay. Well, hey, thanks for stopping by. Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you for having
okay,
me.
Okay, all right, Medina County. Okay.
Nice to you, too.
Now we have Allen County. Aha. Allen County, not too far away, about 50 miles. Is that right?
Somewhere on that,
yeah,
yes.
Straight out on Route 30, which goes forever.
We took a couple wrong turns, so I guess we can't tell you exactly, but yes, that sounds about right.
Okay, and your name?
Tyler Begg.
Tyler, okay. Tyler, you're the Allen County King.
Yep.
Oh, all right. And you were interviewed before the fair, of course.
That's right, yep.
I used to do that here for years and years, interview all the candidates.
Yeah.
Whatever made you decide to run for king?
Well, I actually ran for Prince the year before, and I just enjoyed it a lot. You know, I got to meet a lot of cool people through that, and so I figure I'd give it one more round on my last year, and I ended up with King, and so that's kind of how that came to be.
That's good. Okay. What are you involved with, and are you in 4-H or FFA?
Yes, I'm in 4-H, and I've actually been showing before I was 9 years old because they always have the peewee showmanship for the little kids. So I showed cattle is what I always showed.
Oh, really?
Yes. Steers, heifers, cows, yep.
The whole.
A new field in the last, 10 or 15 years, dairy heifers. Not dairy heifers. What do you call them? Dairy feeders.
That's right, yep, and I always did dairy feeders, and then the next year I always show them as the market steers is what I always did, and raise money for college.
That's where hamburger comes from.
That's right.
Well, hey, thanks a lot,
yeah.
And now we'll have our princess, Allen County. What's the big radio station in Lima?
Oh, I don't even know. What
would you say?
It's a 10-50 on the dial.
I,
you ever hear WIMA?
Yeah.
Okay. But you have two TV stations in Lima.
Yeah, I think we do.
I can pick them.
Can you really? That's great.
Okay, and your name?
My name's Madison Rex.
Okay, Madison. And are you involved in FFA or 4-H?
I am involved in 4-H, and I'm also on the Allen County Junior Fair Board.
Really? Okay. What do you do in a Junior Fair Board?
We run all of the junior fair shows, and we do a lot of different things. Like, we put on a youth day and a barn games for some of the kids that are at our fair, and we just work all year round.
I think...
And there you are, Charlie Evers broadcasting from the Marion County Fair for this station back in 2015. Hope you enjoyed that, and I hope you realize in listening to that why he was the best ever to do that type of broadcasting. You know, it's interesting. Somebody this morning made a comment on a post I'd made that Charlie was the GOAT, greatest of all time, doing fair broadcasting. And that's really interesting because obviously there were a lot of GOATs at the fair. But Charlie was the best GOAT at the fair because he was the greatest of all time in broadcasting from the Marion County Fair. So I hope you enjoyed hearing him this morning. I felt it important that we should not do our broadcast from the Marion County Fair without recognizing the best who ever did it. So there you go. Charlie, my hat's off to you. We miss you at the fair, but we know that you are there in spirit. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. He was just amazing at that. Okay, 4th of July here. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. If there's anything on your mind you'd like to bring up here. Having kind of a nice sentimental morning here on the 4th of July. I like that. We talked about Madge Cooper and the story she used to tell about Ben Franklin. We played The House I Live In, which I think is a song that needs to be played more. We visited with 4th of July Past here at the station with the broadcast there with Charlie Evers. I guess now we can do a little bit of trivia here. Now, we started this yesterday. Now, we did get a few answers in this category, but I don't remember which answers we got. So we're going to start from the top again today. We've got six answers here in this Family Feud category, and we've got about 16 minutes left in the program. The category is, what is the best part of a 4th of July parade? Do you remember this from yesterday? Well, you know, I tell you what, I might move on to another. Okay, let's do this. Name something you might see at a 4th of July party. How about that? We've got five answers here on, or four answers here on the list. Name something you might see at a 4th of July party. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Something you might see at a 4th of July party. Four answers here. Now, all these things look pretty good. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say flags.
A flag is number one on the list, absolutely. Did you get to hear the song this morning?
No, I didn't, but I got to hear Charlie there. And oh. I really miss him. I don't think anybody could ever be him because, he to me, he's just one of a kind. So.
Oh, absolutely. And the things he did at the fair were so interesting. And it was a lot of fun.
I mean, he just, you knew he like wouldn't talk about people, you know what I mean? And he wouldn't, you know, he was just like, just somebody I think more or less you could trust. You just would trust him.
Well, yeah, I think that's what you do over a period of time. You try to build up trust with your audience. And I think he was very good at doing that because he had his opinions on things. But I think a lot of times he did not share those on the air. Now, from time to time, he gave an opinion. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But it just kind of depended. I mean, you know what? I think people see everybody different. All I know is he was my friend, and we got along. We never had a disagreement. We never had an argument. And we laughed a lot. And if you can say that at the end of the life, I think you're pretty lucky.
Yeah, I try not to miss him because, like Johnny Carson, I work second shift, but I never watch talk shows, you know, unless there was maybe a guest on or something. And him, I could listen to him probably all day, so, and stuff. He was just, you know, he's just, you can't say too much about it. He's just like one of a kind. So.
Yeah, well, and his repeats are still on here every day at 7 a.m., 1 p.m., and 7 p.m., or 7 p.m., yeah. So if you ever want to listen to him, he's still here three times a day.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye. Yeah, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., and 1 p.m. You can still listen to the Charlie Evers shows. So do that. I certainly would encourage you to do that. Name something you might see at a 4th of July party. American flag is number one. Three other answers on the list here. Something you might see at a 4th of July party. 740-751-4038. 47 minutes past the hour here. Well, I'm glad she got to hear the clip there of Charlie. Hope at some point today she would get to hear the song The House I Live In that we played earlier on. I just think that song is so important. So very important, especially on the 4th of July. Flags were the number one answer here, 47 minutes past the hour. Name something you might see at a 4th of July party. Four answers on the list today. American flag is number one. And we have three other answers to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, don't forget, we'll be broadcasting from the Marion County Fair today from 4 until 8 p.m. Pastor Craig will be on from 4 until 6, and we'll be on from 6 until 8. So your little pre fireworks show get-together will be us tonight. I don't even think it'll be dark when we get off the air tonight at 8 o'clock. So tune in to our show 4 until 8 tonight. Pastor Craig for the first 2 hours, and then us for the final two. That'll be something you won't want to miss, and broadcasting from the Coliseum, the Vets Memorial Coliseum, at the Marion County Fair. And again, that's all made possible by Study His Word Ministry. All right, 49 minutes past the hour here on July 4th. Well, we only got one answer so far. Name something you might see at a 4th of July party. Something you might see at a 4th of July party. We've got American flag is number one, but there are still three other answers to go here. Three other answers to go. Who's going to get the answers? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something you might see at a 4th of July party. American flag is number one. You know, I bet a lot of people last night went to Red, White, and Boom, or stayed up watching the television coverage of Red, White, and Boom last night. They're probably all sleeping in today. Because of that. And of course, a lot of people don't have to work today because of the 4th. I don't know how a lot of businesses did that with the 4th being on a Tuesday. I don't know if they gave a Monday and Tuesday off. I'm not sure how that all worked out, but I hope it worked out for the best. I know Marion Area Transit is not running today. The roads were so empty this morning. It was really interesting. Because the weather's nice, so a lot of people, I think, well, a lot of people probably sleep in today, too, so they can stay up late tonight and watch the fireworks. But that's not going to deter us today, 50 minutes past the hour here. Name something you might see at a 4th of July party. American flag is number one, and that's the only answer that we have so far. What are the other three? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Let's try balloons, like decorating.
No balloons on the list. No balloons on the list today. You need balloons for certain types of parties, but no balloons on this particular list today. Name something you might see at a 4th of July party. American flag number one. Three other answers to go. American flag was number one, and so we've got two, three, and four on the list. Name something you might see at a 4th of July party. Something you might see at a 4th of July party. All right. Well, we've got the American flag. You'll see a lot of American flags out today, I think. What are the other three answers here? Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say food.
Well, there's two food things on the list, but that was specific food items.
Like a hot dog?
Not a hot dog, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not a hot dog, but not a bad guess. There are two things on this list that do have to do with food. One of the remaining things does not have to do with food, but two do have to do with food. A specific type of food. Name something you might see at a 4th of July party. The American flag is number one, and we've still got three other answers to go in the 8 minutes left we have in this broadcast. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038 here on this July the 4th, 2023. All right, the flag is it so far. Well, I guess, what kind of food do you eat on the 4th of July? That's the big question floating around here right now, as we have two foods on this list. Do any of you go to any 4th of July cookouts or potlucks or anything of that nature? What kind of things do you see on the table? And then there's one item that, of course, is associated with the 4th of July that doesn't have to do with food. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Let's try hamburgers.
No hamburgers on the list. No hamburgers on the list here today. Name something you might see at a 4th of July party. American flag is the only one we've got so far. That's number one. American flag number one. And then we've got three others to go. What are they? Two of them have to do with food. All right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello? Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. What, apple pie?
Apple pie.
No apple pie, but a good guess.
Is it a right guess?
No, not a right. But a good guess. No apple pie on the list here today. Name something you might see at a 4th of July party. Something you might see at a 4th of July party. American flag is number one. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say like beer.
No beer on the list. No beer on the list here today. How about that? Name something you might see at a 4th of July party. Something you might see at a 4th of July party. The American flag is number one. 5 minutes left to go in the broadcast here today, 740-751-4038. Two of the items have to do with food. One item left does not have to do with food. Name something you might see at a 4th of July party. American flag number one. Two food items. And something that doesn't have to do with food. And we're under 5 minutes now. 740-751-4038. Don't forget, we'll be on tonight, 4 to 8, from the Marion County Fair. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be like steaks or ribs?
Well, what would you put on ribs?
Barbecue.
Barbecue. Barbecue's on the list. Absolutely. Number 3 on the list. Barbecue shows up at number 3 on the list here today. So now we've got two of them left to go here. One has to do with food, and one does not have to do with food. Are we going to get these answers in the next 4 minutes? Name something you might see at a 4th of July party. We've got American flag, and we've got barbecue. Two left to go. One has to do with food. One doesn't have to do with food. Are we going to get them in about the 3 minutes we have left here today? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something you might see at a 4th of July party. American flag barbecue. Two left to go. One's a food item. One is not. About 2.5 minutes left to go here. 57.5 minutes past the hour. We're going to be live from the fair tonight, 4 to 8 p.m. Pastor Craig for the first 2 hours and the rest of us for the last 2 hours. It's going to be 2 hours or 4 hours of fun tonight, 4 to 8, 4 to 8. Mark that down on your calendar. 740-751-4038. Things you might see at a 4th of July party. American flag was number one. Barbecue was number three. What is two? What is four? Do we know? 740-751-4038. 2 minute warning. We're now at the 2 minute mark. We're going to have to get an answer each minute to polish this category off today. This 4th of July, 2023. Barbecue at three. American flag at number one. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm going to say you might see drinking. I said beer, but to me, somebody, they're always drinking. I'm on this booze stuff all the time.
You know, no drinks on the list. It's actually a food.
It's a food.
It's a food.
And, okay, a food.
Yep.
It's a food on the list today. It's not a beverage. It is a food. With about 1 minute left to go in our broadcast today, let's see what we got coming here. Okay.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about firecrackers and fireworks?
Fireworks, number two on the list. You got it.
All right, bang.
Fireworks on the list with a bang. Only one answer. It's type of food. 740-751-4038. And now the phone calls pick up now that we're in the last minute of the show.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say potato chips.
Not potato chips.
No potato chips on the list here today. American flag, fireworks, barbecue, and one type of food left. Name something you would see at a 4th of July party. Well, I want everybody to be safe today. Take precaution in whatever you do and celebrate the independence of this country, the birthday of America anniversary, however you want to refer to it, Independence Day. We'll be on tonight live. Don't forget, 4 to 8 p.m. Tune us back in. Write it down. And for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
This is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott? Oh, wow. Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.